The Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, my personal take on life and business by Robert Terry. Since 2005, I've been the co-owner of Nationwide Ventilation Limited, installing commercial kitchen ventilation. We've worked for the biggest names in the industry, including KFC and Taco Bell. The podcast gives you an insight into my journey and learnings along the way. Available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Hi everyone, Rob Terry here again, obviously. Right, so you can't spend your way out of a recession, but can you? Now, let me just challenge that way of thinking, because I get the whole point that you can't spend your way out of trouble, that kind of thing, but there's a slightly different opinion that I've got, and I think some people do, some don't share it with me. Now, I was actually talking to somebody, another business today, somebody that I sort of do a little bit of help with, a little bit of mentoring with, that kind of thing. And they're sort of talking about there's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. Obviously, you've got this coronavirus thing kicking around where people are massively panicked by and doing things like that. And obviously, it's causing some big problems in the economy potentially as well. The sort of particularly in terms of travel and that kind of thing. So places like EasyJet, their shares are massively slumping and dropping. You know, I think it's 18% or something they've lost off their shares. You've got cruises where there's people cancelling the cruises, that kind of thing as well. So there's a lot going on. Now, don't get me wrong, if you're doing the hand wash stuff, it's brilliant for you because you're charging four times the amount that you was for the same sort of thing. One of these little bottles, and now like £8 a bottle instead of £2 a bottle. But a lot of people are saying, you know, it's going to cause the next recession, because a lot of people were predicting that we're coming up for a recession anyway. And this is going to be the tipping point that puts us into that recession. Now, you cannot spend your way out of a recession. Well, true and not true, because if you think about it, what does the government do when there's a recession? The government then starts to spend and borrow money. All right, it's not their own money, but they're borrowing the money to stimulate the economy. So they start doing the road projects, housing projects, that kind of thing. They start spending a lot of money on infrastructure to stimulate the economy to get it going again. Well, it's kind of the same thing if you're in business. Now, I was talking to this person about their business and saying, look, it's coming, so what we're going to do is we're going to cut our marketing budgets. Cutting your marketing budgets, most people do it. It's one of the first things that most people do is actually cut their, one of the first things they do is cut their budgets for marketing, because it's an easy one. Straight off the bottom line, just go, do it. But it's not the right thing to be doing. If you're cutting your budgets on marketing, it's the age-old thing. It comes back to like this thing, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, will it make a sound? Well, it's the same thing with your fucking business. If you are not marketing your business, if people do not know you're there, how are they going to know to buy your product? So there's seven reasons you shouldn't cut your marketing, and you should carry on, in fact, carry on doing your marketing. Or if anything, if you're starting to struggle a bit, perhaps you want to actually think about upping, not cutting, actually upping your marketing spend, so that more people get more reach, that kind of thing. So number one is it improves your reputation in business and in the market and in the kind of market you're in. So more people get to hear about you, it then starts to build your reputation. Number two, it's actually what helps to sell your products. Now, marketing and sales, two different things. Marketing is what generates the leads. Sales is converting those leads into the actual sale. So once you've done your marketing, then you pass it to your sales guys and they then pick the leads up and convert it into a sale. Now, if you've got a team of salespeople, they haven't got no marketing leads coming in, what are they going to sell? They've got nothing that they can sell. So it's kind of a false economy to cut it, because then you're cutting the leads to get the sales, and if they can't get the sales, then you're losing it straight off the bottom line. So that's one. Also, it helps create customer loyalty. People see you, they know you, they know you're around. It creates that customer loyalty for you and your guys, yeah? The other thing is, it's going to make you lose market share. Your competitors are going to love you cutting their budget, because instantly they don't even have to touch their budget, and all of a sudden they're marketing more than you, so they're going to sell more than you. You cut your market share, your customers are going to say, your competition is going to say, thanks very much, lovely. I don't need to cut my budget now because you've done it for me. You've cut your budget, I'll just carry on doing the same, and I'm going to gain the market share that you're losing. So you're actually going to lose your share of the market to these guys, because they're just going to carry on doing what they're doing. Or if, like I'm saying, they're smarter, they'll actually up their spend on marketing. Now, the other thing is, as well, is obviously marketing attracts new customers. You've got your core loyal customers there that are going to carry on potentially buying from you, that kind of thing. But what you're not going to do is attract new customers. And all of the time, if you're not marketing and you're not dragging new customers, new blood into your business, your customer base is going to shrink, because your loyal customers, whilst they're going to be loyal to a degree, they are going to shrink naturally over time, just through wastage, that kind of thing. Changes in market, changes in trends, all those kind of things are going to lose them. So if you're not attracting new customers, which is what your marketing is going to do, your marketing is banging your drum for your out in the place where you're selling, so that it gets your guys to get the sales. So, and you're just not going to attract that new customers in, you're not going to get that new lifeblood in. So you're going to lose out on that front as well. The other thing is you're going to start losing out on your credibility, because people aren't going to see you. You think about people like Apple. Now, Apple phones, they are not the best phones in the world, but what they do have is incredibly good and slick marketing. Yeah, much better than all of the other ones. You know, you think about how many times do you see adverts for other mobile phones? You see the few for Samsungs and things like that, but 9 times out of 10, when you see a mobile phone advertised, it is going to be an Apple product. And they are absolutely smashing the market. And it's not because they've got the best product, because most of the other phones are much better than Apple's. I mean, I've got an iPhone myself, but it's actually shit, really, compared to some of the other phones out there on the market. But what they do, and they do exceptionally well, is their marketing. Now, you never walk into an Apple shop and turn around to somebody in an Apple shop and say, right, do us a favour, new iPhone 11, tell me the benefits of having this product. You already know them, because it's been advertised. They've pre-released it, they've leaked it, they've done all that kind of thing. And what they've then done is they've pre-sold that product. So it makes the selling side that much easier. Your marketing is going to make your selling side that much easier. And that's what Apple are doing. They're pre-selling the features, the benefits of their phones, so that when it comes down to the sales side of it, the guys don't even have to do anything. You walk into the shop, they've got people queuing out the door at the shops to get you buying it. Now, you cut that budget, them queues are going to start coming down. So if Apple start cutting, slashing their marketing budgets, they're going to start to lose their customers because of that reason. They can't pre-sell the features, they can't pre-sell the benefits, and what it's going to then do is it's going to make it more awkward, because the salespeople, at the end of the day, they're not really salespeople, they're just taking the orders. It's not like traditional sales, as in once it's been marketed, then you've got to then sell it and bloody blah, because it's all pre-done for you, because they're so fucking good at their marketing side of things. So that's what you're going to lose out on the same. Now, if you can get your marketing to that same level, which is possible to do, all right, you're not going to have quite such a big budget as what Apple and places like that are, or what they've got. But at the end of the day, if you're cutting it when your competitors ain't, you're going to lose out for that reason. The thing is, at the end of the day, you cannot save your way to profitability. If you are not making enough profit, enough money, the only way you're going to increase that is to get your top line sales in. And the only way you can get your top line sales in is by marketing the fuck out of your business. It may be, and there's so many, the beauty of this day and age is there are so many ways to do your marketing. This kind of thing on social media, all you need is a little advert, a little live video running, and you're marketing your business. You're talking about what you can do, and you can do it. The cost is absolute peanuts to you. This kind of video is costing me absolutely nothing to do. That I've got the kit already here, I'm using an iPhone that I've already got, a little microphone plugged into it, and if I wanted to, I could be talking about my mentoring courses, my ventilation business, that kind of thing, and marketing that. I don't necessarily have to sell it to you guys, but it's just the marketing, selling the seeds, so that later on we can follow up with the sales. So you can't spend your way, you can't save your way to profitability. You've got to increase the top line sales. To increase your top line sales, you need to increase your marketing. So you cut that budget, you're going to be doing yourself a disservice, because you're not actually going to then have the marketing drawing the leads in for you. So trust me, guys. Everybody thinks it's nice and easy, we'll just save a bit of money by cutting the budget on marketing. It's not the way to go. Spend more on marketing. If you're struggling to get sales, you'll start struggling to make sales. It's slightly different if you're in terms of a new business, new setup business, that kind of thing. But if you're an existing business, do not cut your budget on marketing. Increase your budget on marketing. Look to cutting your budget in other places, yes. And I'm not saying don't be more careful with the way you're marketing. You know, obviously you want to make sure you're getting more bang for your buck, that kind of thing with it, so making sure you're marketing. But it's probably more a case of, even if you don't spend more on marketing, make sure what you're doing is much more targeted to the market. I hope a lot of that makes sense to you guys, because a lot of people, like I'm talking to a fair few people across Facebook and people that mentor, that kind of thing, and they're all getting a bit twitchy about the sessions that are coming, and they're talking about cutting budgets and doing this, and the first thing they're saying is, oh, it's easy, we'll just save £1,000 worth of marketing budgets. It's not going to do you any good, mate. Trust me, you really want to be increasing that market inside rather than decreasing it, guys. So I hope that kind of makes sense to you all. If you disagree, pop a comment below. If you agree, pop a comment below. Tell me I'm talking bollocks, I don't mind. It's my opinion, that's all I'm saying is, and to us, when what we do is now, we are actually looking at actually upping our budget in terms of marketing, because we know our competitors are out there, they're slashing the hell out of them. I already know one customer, because we've got a bit of inside information from people that we do a bit of advertising with, that they're cutting their budgets for marketing, which means, lovely, we don't need to cut our budget for that type of marketing, because they've already slashed their marketing budget, which means that our share is going to increase accordingly. So you're doing yourself a disservice if you do cut it, guys. So just watch this space in terms of what's coming up and do it as well. So watch trade explodes during the recession. Yes, it does kind of. It's because it's such a stable industry, so to speak. So people will know that good watches are always going to hold their value, that kind of thing. I'm not trying to teach you to suck eggs, because you know that kind of thing. But that is one of the things. It's like gold, the rise of the gold going up, because gold is a nice stable currency. It can convert, all of those kind of things. So it's the same. Increase your marketing. Don't decrease your marketing. Be more focused, more targeting with your marketing. Yes, but if you can afford to, increase it and grab that customer share that people are losing out on by the fact that they're decreasing it. So, right, catch up with you all later on, guys, because there's a bit of football on. I'm going to go and watch it now. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Speak to you all soon. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Remember, folks, stay humble and let your success talk for you.
See you later. I think we have to go.